Do I say again?
Okay.
May the souls of the faithful departed through the mercy of God.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Amen.
Amen.
Have you heard about the time the Blessed Virgin Mary revealed that a young girl who died would remain in purgatory until the end of time? It happened on May 13th, 1917, when the Blessed Virgin Mary appeared to the three young children of Fatima. Lucia, being the oldest, during the apparition, asked the Blessed Virgin Mary about two children in their village who had recently passed away. The Blessed Virgin Mary revealed that the first child was now in heaven, but the second, Amelia, would remain in purgatory until the end of time. Sister Lucia, reflecting upon this years later, wrote the following: "This may seem a lot to us, but the mercy of God is always great. By our sins, we have gravely offended Him and have deserved hell. In spite of this, He forgives us and grants us time to pay for them, and by means of reparation and purification, to be saved." Sister Lucia is referring to purgatory, where God's mercy comes upon a soul, purifying them, making them fit for heaven. Now, have you been to a Catholic funeral recently? Or have you ever noticed at a Catholic funeral where people are speaking about the person who has passed away as though they are already in heaven? Perhaps you've heard that language, they're in a better place, or they're at peace now, or they're resting with God. And I don't think we should presume someone to be in heaven unless the church has already declared themselves to be a canonized saint. Remember the traditional prayer, "Eternal rest grant to them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May they rest in peace. Amen." Notice what we don't pray. We don't pray, "Lord, thank you for their eternal peace. Thank you for their eternal rest." No, we don't presume when someone has passed away that they are in heaven, but we entrust them to the mercy of God. And I think this is the lesson that we get from one of the apparitions of Fatima. And I'm thinking that if I had died, and by God's mercy, I'm in purgatory, and I'm looking down on my funeral, and people are talking about me like I'm a canonized saint, and I'm suffering in purgatory, this is only going to add to my suffering, because now I'm thinking, I got no one to pray for me. So here's the question. Look back at your relatives who have passed away, perhaps your parents, perhaps your grandparents, perhaps your great-great-great-great-grandparents. But when was the last time you prayed for the relatives who have passed away? See, those people who have gone before you in your family tree have laid the foundation for the life you enjoy now. The very least that we can do is pray for them by chance that they are still in purgatory. And this is a very simple thing to do. Within the Yasinski family, at noon, we do this. We have our normal grace that we say, and at the end of the grace prayer, we say, "May the souls of the faithful departed through the mercy of God rest in peace." So we're always praying for the souls of purgatory within our home, and we're also teaching our children to develop this practice. We must remember that the souls in purgatory are experiencing a real suffering. Saint Faustina wrote in her diary, "I saw my guardian angel who ordered me to follow him. In a moment, I was in a misty place full of fire in which there was a great crowd of suffering souls. They were praying fervently, but to no avail for themselves. Only we can come to their aid. The flames which were burning them did not touch me at all. My guardian angel did not leave me for an instant. I asked these souls what their greatest suffering was. They answered me in one voice that their greatest torment was longing for God." And doesn't this suffering make sense? Because the more you want something, yet it's just out of your reach, it causes this turmoil within your heart. And when we're in purgatory, we want our eternal reward more than anything else, yet it's just out of reach. And so we're not weighed down by our bodies anymore. We have this pure intention of longing for God, and this longing for God causes, according to Saint Faustina, great suffering within the soul. St. Alphonsus says, by assisting them, we shall not only give great pleasure to God, but we will acquire also great merit for ourselves. And in return for our suffrages, these blessed souls will not neglect to obtain for us many graces from God, but particularly the grace of eternal life. I hold for certain that a soul delivered from purgatory by the suffrages of a Christian, when she enters paradise, will not fail to say to God, Lord, do not suffer to be lost that person who has liberated me from the prison of purgatory and has brought me to the enjoyment of thy glory sooner than I deserve. So friends, pray for the souls in purgatory, and by our prayers, when we liberate a soul from suffering and they enter their eternal reward, we gain a friend for all eternity who will pray for us. May the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen.
We invite you to join our journey. Get all 33 Fatima consecration videos emailed to you. Head over to FatimaConsecration.org and sign up.
Also, share this video with others. It's an easy way of spreading the beauty of the Catholic faith to a hurting world. Together, we can do something wonderful for God. God bless, friends.